I feel this little lump in my pocket. I'm like, what the fuck's that? And I'm standing with my nephews and my niece in, like, Americana, God bless the USA, Jesus is the reason for the season kind of place. And I pull out a bottle of poppers. Oopsie.
That is...
Not quite sure where the last time was I had worn that leather coat, but definitely it was someplace really fun. And then I was really, like, upset and kind of pissed off that I wasn't by myself, because I really have always thought it would be fun to do poppers and then go on a roller coaster. No. And here I was with them right in front of me. But I'm like, what am I? I'm not going to, like, do poppers next to my niece.
Right. Look, would she know what it was?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think that's, like, a universally known thing.
No, I don't think it is either. I certainly, you know, suddenly it's... I'm that girl from A&E Intervention. It's like I'm walking on sunshine!
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online!
It's like I'm walking on sunshine!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 222 of the BFO for Thursday, the 11th of December. I almost said the December of 11th, 2008, and that would fit because, you know, Big Fatty is fucked up. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty's going to talk about poppers and Christmas cards for Arthur. Everyone, it's Big Fatty, and this is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by The Sea. That's all it says. This is from the CD that Mr. Bill from Laguna Beach sent to me, but it doesn't say who it is other than The Sea ... Well, y'all, today was the Christmas party for the coal mine, and y'all... Do you hate those? I mean, it was just kind of lame, and we did the Chinese gift exchange thing, and it was just awful. I mean, it wasn't awful, but it wasn't, And we did the Christmas lunch at the Rue de Jean, and, you know, the chef had just recently been killed there, so we didn't ask for the chef to come out for us to thank him at the table. So, anyway, Big Fatty, what did Big Fatty get? Oh, Big Fatty stole a bottle of wine. Well, the gift that I didn't steal a bottle. The gift that I took was a bottle of wine I took from somebody. Was a bottle of wine and a piece of cheese. And the Captain Commando brought that for the gift exchange. And Mr. Vader... took the gift that I took from somebody else, I think. And, but I don't remember what it was he took. But, oh no, it was the Barnes & Noble gift card. And then I picked a Target gift card and the mother took it. And, anyway, I ended up with the bottle of wine and the cheese. But I hear that it's a very good bottle of wine, so... Anyway, but it was a nice lunch, and we all got a calendar, so how can that be bad? But no bonus checks. Oh, well. La la, let's listen to the end of this. Oh, well, I'm going to have to listen to that CD now, Mr. Bill in Laguna Beach. Now, y'all, before I get in even further behind, I'm going to open up some more of these Christmas cards because, y'all, they're piling up. There was another one in the post office box today. And the first one I'm on, well, the first one I opened on Archer's show. So if y'all want to know if I opened, and it's a very important person's Christmas card, I might just add. You might want to go over to Archer's show and listen to it. And it had glitter on it, I'll give you that. It's a surprise. So go over to Archer's group show. You know, he does that fucked up posting system, so I don't know when to tell you to go listen, but go listen. But go listen to that one. And I also got one from Yoshi from Japan. Oh, Lord. Big Fatty's gassy still from lunch. And Yoshi's, oh, that's pretty. Yoshi has, it's kind of like a Japanese pagoda, and there are all these little Santa Clauses. They appear to be hauling water or something. I don't know. But it says season's greetings on the front, and it says printed the season's best wishes and a happy new year. And then Yoshi has written, Dear Big Fatty, hope you have a wonderful holiday have wonderful holiday seasons. X. He's written it in Japanese. No wonder I can't read it. But it's how you say Merry Christmas. It looks like XY7.5 22. Kind of, but not really. Nancy, would you be able to read that? But that's how you write Merry Christmas in Japanese to you from Yoshi. Well, thank you, Yoshi. Y'all, that's a really pretty card, and it's embossed. Ooh, Big Fatty loves embossing. It's embossed and has some gold foil on it, too. Mm-hmm. And a foil greeting on the inside. Well, thank you, Yoshi. Your card will be coming to you. And next one, let's see who this is from. It's from someone in Baltimore, Maryland. Let's see who this is. It says on the outside, his cheeks were like roses and his dimples so merry. Oh, dear God. Happy holidays. Y'all, it is Santa Claus bent. It is Santa Claus bent over putting down presents, and he's like Joe the Plumber. His butt crack is showing. It says, Happy Holidays, and then it's written, Have a big fat Christmas and a fatter New Year, Stevie B. Thank you, Stevie B, and for that big fat Santa butt crack. Oh, Lord, I love that. Oh, that's fabulous. That may have to be some artwork. All right, Stevie B from Baltimore, you're going to be getting a Christmas card from Big Fatty. And the next one here is from someone in the Chicago's. Now, it's not Omar because we've already read his yesterday. And, this opens on the side, y'all. That's fancy. That's fancy. And then it's kind of a blue card. Ooh, it's a glitter card. It's kind of, the color of the card is kind of Tiffany box blue, but the snowflake is in white glitter. And on the front it says, Simple Joys. That's kind of like Big Fatty. And it says, Warm Holiday Wishes. And they've scratched out warm and written ruined. Ruined Holiday Wishes. Fat one, wishing you a festive holiday season and prosperous new year. XO, Terry and Tom from Chicago. And we're new listeners this year. Your show is great, but... Oh, great fun. I'm sorry. Great, but... Your show is great fun. Keep up the great work, smiley face. And that's Tom and Terry up in the Chicago's. Well, isn't that sweet? Ruined holiday wishes. Y'all, I wish I had been so clever as to come up with ruined holiday wishes. That's nice. And the envelope is real fancy, y'all. I haven't seen an envelope that opens on the side. All right, so Terry and Tom, you'll be getting it's a fake envelope, y'all. It only goes halfway. Okay. And y'all will be getting a card. And then I've got one here from... I believe this is David in Denver. And let's just open it up here. And it is a blue. It's kind of a blue. It's kind of a Christmas tree with lights on it and snow. And it's blue around it. And there's a bird on the... Is that a bird? I don't know if that's a bird or a branch. Poor Big Fatty, he don't know. Anyway, it says, printed, it says, best wishes for Christmas and the new year. Dear Big Fatty, Brian and I are thinking of passing gas in your honor. Oh, it's from David and Brian out there in the Denver, Colorado. Have a great one. What a lovely sentiment. We're thinking of passing gas in your honor. Okay, David. David and Brian, thank you so much. And y'all be getting a Christmas card from Big Fatty. Ashburn, Virginia. I wonder who this is going to be from. I know who it's not from. It's not from Archer, because, you know. Y'all, I was on Archer's show for Wednesday night. I don't know when he'll post it. But anyway, y'all, there were these two people trying to get in, Jane and John. He wouldn't let them on the show. Poor things. I felt real sorry for them. I hope they're listening to this. Jane and John, if y'all are listening, send Big Fatty a Christmas card and get on the listener map. Big Fatty's going to go to the listener map. In fact, let me go on over and load that listener map now, because, you know, it takes for fucking ever to load. Because I looked at it the other day, and there were some new people on there. And while it's loading, I'll continue to read the Christmas cards here. All right, it's loading now. This one is from somebody in Ashburn, Virginia, and it's got a Santa Claus on the front of it, and he's got a big smile on his face. Oh, Lord, and there's something inside, and there's some sort of holiday comedy gold in here. It says, printed, have yourself a merry little Christmas and the happiest new year to the Fatster. Ho, 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 thanks for all the entertainment. Looking forward to more in 2009, Kevin. Well, thank you, Kevin, in Ashburn, Virginia. And then it says, holiday comedy gold or not so much. What's the difference between snowmen and snow ladies? Aha, snowballs. Why did the snowman have a smile on his face? Because the snowblower was coming down the block. What do the female reindeer do when Santa takes the male reindeer out on Christmas Eve? They go into town and blow a few bucks. Ah! By the way, y'all, what does Santa do in his vegetable garden? Grow vegetables. Okay. So that was from Kevin in Ashburn, Virginia. Kevin, those were comedy gold. Those jokes were almost as good as Big Fatty's. And I have a card here from Raleigh, North Carolina. Let's open it up now. And it is, oh, Lord, it's a reindeer on the front, and he has farted. It goes, pfft. And then you open it up. Do you hear what I hear? Then it says, may all your Christmas wishes come true. Happy holidays from Moose. I had a feeling that one was from Moose. All right, Moose, you're on the list too. Now, y'all, I can't do this. I've got to tell you about the card I read on Archer's show. Y'all, it is from the one and only Ramble Redhead. And it is a pretty blue card. And it has the glitter on the front with snowflakes and a wreath on a door. And it's blue. And it says, happy holidays. And on the inside it says, wishing you all the things that make the season special. Big Fatty Joe and I hope you have the best holidays. Truly love your show, Tom and Joe. P.S. trying to catch up. No, doesn't have that P.S. on there. But anyway, Tom, the Ramble Redhead's also got read on Archer shows. Because, you know, he is the podfather. And he's very busy, y'all. He's very busy. If you listen to his latest show, you'll see how busy he is. All right, so I've read all the Christmas cards now. I'll get those addressed this evening, and I'll be sending the first batch of them out this weekend. Now, y'all, I said I was going to talk about poppers tonight. Before I do that, I wanted to go over here to the listener map because, you know, Jane and John are going to be joining. But I've had some new listeners I am welcoming to the listener map from Fullerton, California. That's Groomer Zig. And Groomer Zig from Fullerton, California says, I'm fatter than you, but you are more of a train wreck. Love the show. Well, thank you, Groomer Zig. I don't have a Christmas card from you yet, Groomer Zig. You know, I'm such an ungrateful bastard, aren't I? I immediately want some more than just getting on the map. Then Peter G out there in the Oakland, California says, love you, big fatty. Peter's a little cutie pie, y'all. Peter eater, take your pants off. Let me see her. Send me that Christmas card. And y'all, the one and only Captain Commando. Captain Commando has sent me, he hadn't sent me shit. He is on the listener map, y'all, and it says, watch out, BF, we're killing those rats. Weather rats, computer rats. Oh, Lord. Well, kill the Christmas rat while you're at it. And that's the Captain Commando. So, y'all, the Captain Commando is listening. And y'all, if you're not on the listener map, you can get to it over there at the BFO. And, anyway, I do want to report that Brian from Boston, I talked to him online, and he has confirmed that he has unsubscribed. So, anyway, it was good to know that he has officially unsubscribed, and I have not gotten a Christmas card from him, so that confirms that he has confirmed that he's unsubscribed. Y'all, I want to send out the congratulations and to the Nick and Star, who won the big run. If you hadn't watched it yet, too bad. No need to fucking watch it now. Nick and Star have won. Y'all, when Larry Klein and I were going down to the Orlando's this past weekend, we stopped at the gas station and bought the fried chicken. Big Fatty got the two-piece package, and it had two breasts in it and two, what were those called? JoJo's. They were kind of potato things. They were nasty. And a roll. But Big Fatty could only eat one of his breasts, so when we stopped at the Brundrick Stew Pot rest area, Big Fatty saw a kitty cat, and so he threw one of the chicken. Y'all, I swear to God, the chicken breast weighed 3 pounds apiece. And so Big Fatty threw the chicken breast that he hadn't eaten under this big bush. And y'all, it was making Big Fatty gassy, just the one he ate. And then he threw the roll under there, too. I didn't put the JoJo's because they weren't good, and I thought that might be mean to the cats. But I put the chicken breast under there, and we went in, and I had to urinate profusely. So I went in, and I did that, and came out. And y'all, there were four cats out there eating on that chicken breast. When we came back out, they're probably dead now from all that. And y'all, when we were walking through the Magic Kingdom, this finally getting to the poppers. When we were walking through the Magic Kingdom, oh, Lord, there's some sort of... It's Miss Kitty. Here, let's take the call now. Hi, listener, are you there? It's Big Fatty. Who is this, please?
This would be the kitty.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me turn it on the speaker. Hold on. Hi, listener, are you there?
The kitty's here. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm almost through with the podcast. The music's about to start, so let me call back. Would you like to wish everyone season's greetings?
Season's greetings, everyone, from Miss Kitty.
There you have it, everyone. I'll call you back in a few, Miss Kitty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Anyway, so we're walking through the Magic Kingdom on, when was that, Sunday night. We were walking, when was that? Was that Monday night? It was Monday night we were walking through the Magic Kingdom. And y'all, right outside the It's a Small World, we were there, and oh dear Gussie. Dear sweet Gussie, there's the music. Okay. We were walking through the Magic Kingdom, and y'all, I swear to God, it smelled like someone had spilled a bottle of poppers. And I asked Larry Klein, I said, does it smell like poppers? He goes, yep, it sure does. So, anyway, I guess Peter Pan was doing some poppers or something like that, or all those, maybe it was the Christmas poppers or something like that, or maybe it was some of those damn children in the strollers. Dear sweet mother of God. So, well, y'all, I haven't got any Christmas cards waiting on me now. I'll check it again tomorrow. But y'all, Larkin did a big old hit of poppers on Archer's gangbang, and you know, right after he did it, he decided to say,
it's like I'm walking on sunshine.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good,
gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.